Kiss Country 99.9. It's Dina B. I am on the line right now with the one and only CMA, ACM, Grammy Award winner, Lee Ann Womack. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. But I do want to start off by telling you that I've been a huge fan of your music for years. And I mean this with the utmost respect. You're like a tease. You come out with great records and then you leave me.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't apologize. But it's true. You leave us wanting more. So tell us about the new album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone.
I make music for The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone.
Yeah, I
love traditional country music, and that, you know, I went back to East Texas to make this record, record it, and I have a Lefty Frizzell cover, and I have a bunch of songs that I've written on the record, and so it's just sort of a reflection of my life and my East Texas musical roots.
Well, you definitely stay true to your roots. We just saw you a few months ago with Alan Jackson. You were phenomenal. You never disappoint. And you know, Leanne, you've never really been shy about singing about love and heartbreak, which is why us girls could really relate to you, but I think even the younger generation, especially now with social media, I'm sure every young female can relate to I'll Think of a Reason when they go onto their social media account and see their ex with another girl.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about it in relation to social media in particular, but yeah, you're right.
I'm telling you, it's timeless. Every female can relate. And I know a lot of people are relating to your new track, All the Trouble, which is up for Song of the Year at the Americana Music Awards. So congrats for that.
Oh, thank you. I love that song. I love performing that song. And, you know, it just says pretty much I've had all the trouble I need, you know, and who hasn't felt that way at one point or another?
Of course. Or that part where it's like, if there's a prince awaiting, somebody send him on. I mean, I feel like you were singing to me personally.
I always look at the girls in that part, yes, for sure.
And when you're down here this weekend, I'm sure I Hope You Dance will be on that set list.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I've had so many wonderful stories about that song. And, you know, when I heard it, I thought, well, that's a good song. You know, I'm going to cut it and didn't really think about how it could affect people's lives and things. And so I'm very proud of that. And it's certainly the highlight of the show.
And people may not remember, but your daughters actually made cameos in that music video. Maybe it was around that time that your daughter Aubrey got bit with the music bug. I hear she's following in your footsteps.
She's all grown up making records and tours of her own.
And how do you really feel about that, though?
I'm happy about it. I mean, you know, I want my girls to do whatever they want. Whatever makes them happy, you know, and out there going for it.
Mom knows best, but does she really know mom knows best, being that you've been in this business?
Well, you know what's funny? People ask me all the time, do you give her advice? And I say, I don't have to. She knows more about the business than me because she has actually grown up in the business.
Yeah.
She watched everything I did, and her dad and her stepdad, you know, they're both in the business.
Of course.
All of our friends, you know, when she comes home and Reba's got the guitar and singing, you know, by the piano or something, and you know, Ronnie Dunn is there singing stuff, you know, she's just been around it.
What a learning experience. Who wouldn't want to get home from school and have Reba and Ronnie Dunn hanging out in your living room? It's like, that alone is amazing.
You know, and she said so totally, my kids are so totally unaffected by it, you know, so it's not like they have some grandiose idea of how this business works. You know, she has watched me and all my friends work so hard. They know what they're up for.
Amen to that, and all the best to your daughter, Aubrey. And before I let you run, a couple of fun questions just to get to know you more. Liquor or wine?
Oh, I guess wine, yeah.
Heels or boots?
Heels.
I knew it. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
The Cowboys or the Texans?
Both. I'm not picking one. I love them both.
Chips or cookies?
Cookies, I guess.
George Strait or Willie Nelson?
Oh, you are so cruel. I can't pick a favorite. I can't pick. I love them both.
Oh, well, we love you. We cannot wait to see you this weekend. I am so hoping for one of my all-time faves. You got to do it. I may hate myself in the morning.
Definitely do it, I promise. All the fiddles and the steel guitar and the whole thing.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So we will see you this Saturday in Davie at Bailey Hall. And out everywhere, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. Lee Ann Womack, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, babe. I look forward to playing for everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.